Today on Gardening in a Minute, potting mixes. Whether you're repotting a houseplant or starting a new container garden, it's important to use the right potting mix. You should be able to find several types of potting media at your local garden center. Commercial potting mixes typically include a blend of ingredients like sphagnum peat moss, processed bark, sand, perlite, or vermiculite. The balance of these ingredients will affect the density of the potting mix, as well as its ability to hold water. Some products even include moisture-holding crystals or fertilizer. Finely ground mixes are good for starting seeds, while medium and coarse mixes work for most other gardening projects. When in doubt, read the product label so that you can find the potting mix that's perfect for your project. For more information about potting mixes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, papayas. Papayas are trees with tasty fruit that grow in South Florida and the warmer parts of Central Florida. The fruit has smooth, thin skin on the outside and orange pulp and round black seeds on the inside. Papaya trees grow quite tall, though dwarf varieties are available. Plant your tree where it'll receive at least 6 hours of sun. In colder parts of the state, you can plant papayas in containers and move them indoors to protect them from freezing. Papaya trees can be male, female, or a combination, so it's a good idea to plant at least two near each other to ensure pollination. Pick the papaya fruit when it starts to change from green to yellow and let it sit on your counter for a few days before enjoying it. For more information about papayas, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, rain sensors. Rain sensors, also called rain shutoff devices, are a great way to save water in your landscape. These low-cost devices for your automatic irrigation systems can detect when recent rainfall has supplied ample water to your landscape and irrigation is not needed. Florida law requires that all new automatic irrigation systems include rain sensors, and in some counties, existing sprinkler systems must incorporate these devices. Rain sensors are available wherever irrigation supplies are sold. You can easily install one yourself or hire an irrigation professional to do it. Rain sensors have many advantages, like conserving water and saving you money. They also reduce wear on your irrigation system and can prevent plant disease and other problems caused by overwatering. For more information about rain sensors and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, flowering tobacco. These days, growing tobacco isn't just for farmers. A number of flowering tobacco varieties are perfect for sunny gardens. Known also as Nicotiana, these plants produce trumpet-shaped flowers that are only a few inches long but will fill your garden with fragrance. The flowers can be white, green, pink, or purple. The tallest varieties can reach 5 feet and look good at the back of mixed beds. Other modern hybrids grow just 1 or 2 feet and are wonderful in containers. Remember that these plants do contain nicotine, so don't let pets or kids eat any part of them. Look for the transplants at your local garden center or start your own using seed from mail-order nurseries. Plant your flowering tobacco today and enjoy this sweet-smelling plant all summer long. For more information about ornamental tobacco and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, starting your own compost. Composting is both an easy way to reduce the amount of waste you send to the curb and a cheap way to get organic matter for your garden. You can construct a bin or buy a pre-made unit from a hardware store. Locate your compost near a water source so you can easily keep it moist. Your site should be partly sunny with good drainage. The pile should be built in layers, each 3 to 4 inches deep. First, lay down a green layer of grass clippings and vegetable or fruit scraps. Next, add a layer of brown materials like leaves, twigs, or sawdust, then add another green layer. Moisten each layer as you build the pile and turn your compost regularly to speed up the composting process. The compost you produce can help you create a prosperous garden. For more information about composting and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.